Morning. Well, gorgeous day out there, and that's not my cologne that smells so good. It's the Spud Bar. So after service today, you can pick up potato and trimmings and a little dessert to take home for a donation. That money goes to the outreach committee, who then divides that money up among different charities. They do a lot of good ministry with that. So that's later on. We've got, I'm stealing some of Tracy's thunder. Tuesday night, council meeting, and then Wednesday night, the now committee meeting. So it's good to be here in the house of the Lord, and we've got some special music here today, and excited about that. Oh, and next Sunday, we've got the youth. And I was upstairs meeting with the youth today, and they're all excited about next Sunday. Should be a lot of fun. So make sure you drag a neighbor or family member with you next Sunday. Make it real special. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we give you thanks for today. We give you thanks for this place, the sacred and holy ground upon which we're gathered. We give you thanks, God, that no matter what our busy schedules are today, we give you thanks that right here, right now, you're with us. So we pray that what we do here is pleasing to you and life-changing to us. We pray, God, that it is acceptable to you, our sacrifice of praise, what we put in the offering, both in the children's offering and in the church offering. We pray that it is pleasing unto you. We pray, God, that by being here, you would wash away the flesh, that you would transform us into the new creatures in Christ that you would have us be. And so we pray, God, that you would pour out your Spirit upon us. Create within us a right spirit and a pure heart. Fill us all with love for one another and especially with love for you. For we ask it in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, Amen. And the peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to one another.
Good morning, church. As you make your way back to your seats, I too want to offer a warm welcome to all present this morning, and especially any visitors who have joined us. Do we have any visitors this morning? No, we know you're not, Beck. We will begin our worship service with our moments of informality, and that's when I'll take just a few minutes to tell you about the mission and ministry of our church. But first, as a reminder, if you would like information about our church, especially visitors, please see Pastor Bruce or one of our ushers, or if you so desire, you can retrieve a packet of information immediately out the double doors to your left on the shepherd's hook. There is a plastic bag. Also, please sign the registration page that you can find in the red folder. They're located at the end of your pew. Please sign that and bring it back to the center aisle. Also, if you have a prayer request this morning, you'll find 3x5 index cards in those red folders. Please complete that and put it in the clear holder at the end of your pew. The ushers will bring that forward to the pastor before our prayer this morning. Our Bible verse for April, that is located on the front page, top center of your bulletin. Join me now and let's recite it twice through. James 4:7. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James 4:7. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We do have quite a number of announcements today. I will highlight a few. In addition to the pastor's mention of our takeout Spud Bar, which I can smell that already, don't forget to pick up your order for the camp fundraiser. That's the hoagie, pizza, and pepperoni rolls. Laurie, are they back in the room? Off the narthex to your right, there's the large gathering room. The items are in placed on the table. And just as a reminder, if you have not paid for those, that monies are due today. So you'll have good eating today with pizza and hoagies and pepperoni rolls and spud bar. Can you say carb loading? Also a reminder, our Mother's Day tea will be held on Saturday, May 12th at 3 p.m. Tickets are available today for purchase, and there are specific details in the bulletin. Also for Mother's Day, there's an insert, Mother's Day flowers, which always adorn our church and altar. If you are interested, please see that insert. And a final reminder from Jean in the church office, any newsletters for the May newsletter, they are due today. So if you could please make certain that you leave that information on Jean's desk. And just a final reminder, please check your bulletin for other announcements and meetings and activities in the life of our church. And I would now ask that you turn your hearts and your minds to our worship. Thank you, Cathedral Bells, with a great percussion ensemble. I would now ask that you please stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Please remain standing for hymn number 545 in your red hymnal.
Please be seated. Good morning. I stepped on your foot. Sorry. Ouch. Ooch. You sure your foot's okay? My step on my puppy dog's foot all the time. She yelps. Okay. You sure your foot's okay? Who loves us? Jesus loves us bunches and bunches and bunches. I tell you, Jesus loves us so much. Today's Bible reading is from the lectionary, and it's about Jesus being the good shepherd of the sheep, and from John chapter 10. And he also says in verse 7 that he is the gate. He is the gate for the sheep. He protects our coming in and going out. And a gate is a very important concept. And, you know, it's easy for us to see Jesus as a shepherd. You know, at Christmas time, we always have the sheep at the manger, and then we have all these pictures of Jesus holding sheep and holding a staff and being a good shepherd. And we know that shepherds take care of their sheep. They protect them, and that's what Jesus does for us. But let me help you understand how Jesus is the gate, though. I need two volunteers. I've got all day, so. Okay. Excuse, I tell you what, you guys sitting up there on the seat, you stay there. The rest of you, come on out here. Come on, just come out there and stand over there. Come on down. Gentlemen, stand here in between the altar rails. Okay. Hook your arms, put a hand on the altar rail. Okay, welcome to the gate. This is a formidable gate, is it not? Man, that's a gate. The sheepfold, where everything is really good and safe, is on the inside in there. Out here, we're out in pasture, we're out in the world. But Jesus said he'd watch over us and take care of us. In order for us to get into the sheepfold where we belong, we need to ask Jesus. We need to have Jesus in our hearts. So I want you guys to come up, and how would you get through this gate? No, can't go around it. Nope, can't go out another room, another set of steps. The only way. Did you ever play? Red Rover. Yeah, boy, it would take somebody. Well, it would take me. Yeah, just plow right in there. Oh, that would be fun. Go up and ask them if you can please come through. No. Okay, now, if they were Jesus and you went to Jesus and asked to come through, Jesus being the gate, he would open up and let you in. So go ahead and ask him again. Okay, now, and close the gate. Okay, here's the really cool thing. You guys are all safe in the sheep pen. Jesus is guarding you. He's the gate. He's the good shepherd. The bad things in the world, they can't get in there, because Jesus is the gate, and he's keeping you safe. So no matter where you're at in life, no matter what you're going through, when Jesus is your shepherd, he will keep you safe. Through thick and thin. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you don't have to fear any evil, because Jesus is with you. His rod and his staff, they comfort you. And that's the good news. And that's what we need to tell our friends, no matter what you're going through, that there is one who can protect them and keep them safe, and that's Jesus. Okay? Thank you, gate. You can leave. Okay. Sure your foot's okay? Well, I know I don't weigh much, but yeah. Come on up here. Let's huddle up. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we thank you for the gate of life. We thank you for Jesus. And Jesus, we ask you to come into our hearts right now. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's children said? Amen. Amen. Okay. Today's offering goes to the East Barn Eastbrook Barn, which is a supply depot or warehouse for UMCOR. And UMCOR is the United Methodist Committee on Relief. They store supplies, and when a disaster happens somewhere, they go to these barns and they get supplies to help people.
Well, a little technical glitch, but no reason not to give it up again for our sunshiners, Sophie, Nate, Olivia, Michael, Hannah, and Charles. Great job, sunshiners. Our word of God this morning is from the first letter of John in the New Testament, chapter 3, verses 11 through 18. Hear John's words. For this is the message which you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another and not be like Cain, who was of the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not wonder, brethren, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren. He who does not love abides in death. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. I ask that God's blessings be added to these words from John. And at this time, I'd ask that our ushers come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering.
Find our way.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we ask you to forgive us for playing church. Forgive us for playing around in our lives, pretending we are Christians. But God, we give to you these tithes and these offerings with a very sincere and grateful heart. And we say thank you for all the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you for the call to ministry. Thank you for the secret of life, which is Jesus. And God, we pray that you would bless and multiply these offerings and use them as you see fit through the ministries of this church. Bless both gift and giver, those who were able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Seated. Anybody have a joy they'd like to share? Family.
My grandson is 1 2 day.
One today. Happy birthday. There he is. Other joys. Youth. Today is Earth Day. It is Earth Day today. So, indoor plumbing, thank you. And I would challenge you today to someplace, find some place you can find a patch of dirt and just pick some up, rub it in your hands, and let it run back out. And thank God for this planet and ask God's blessing to be upon it. Other joys. Music. A lot of music today. What a blessing. Potatoes, trimmings, desserts, pepperoni rolls, pizza, hoagies. I got mine. So for all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Okay, pens and pencils, our homework. Let's pray for our country and our country's leaders, USA. Pray for FUMC, our church, that we would be set on fire with the Holy Spirit. Pray for Matt and family. For our son Caleb, Bonnie and I would ask you to pray. For missionaries all over the world. For addicts and their family and friends, come against the opioid epidemic in the name of Jesus Christ. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Pray for David and Bernetta, for Marion and Willie and Mike. Pray for the names that are listed for our prayer list and shut-ins on the back of our bulletin. Pray for who? Pray for first responders. Pray for Madison and Vanessa, for Mary and Luke and Betty. Madison, Vanessa, Mary, Luke, and Betty. Who else do we want to pray for? Gloria. Gloria. Pray for Fran. Megan, Caden, Logan, unspoken request, raise your hand. And for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's go to battle. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. We add our faith one unto the other, and we give you thanks. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, O Lord God Almighty, for all the blessings you've given to us, from the least of them to the greatest of them. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Lord, we lift up into the light and love of your presence by faith our country and our country's leaders. We lift up to you our church and all that means. We pray for Matt and family, for Caleb, for missionaries all over the world. We come against the opioid addiction epidemic in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for addicts and family and friends. Bring a healing to them. We pray for Caden and Logan, Fran and Gloria, for David, Bernetta, for Marion and Willie and Mike. We lift up to you our grandchildren. We pray, Lord, for non-believers, those who are lost. That list on the back of our bulletins, Lord, all those names. We pray for Dan and Rob, for Madison and Vanessa, Mary and Luke, Betty, first responders, men and women in the military and their families. And last but not least, we pray for the unspoken request as well. And God, sometimes we hurry through the list, but with you, God, all things are possible. And we have favor with God and man. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. And we believe that you're greater than any problem that we have. If God be for us, who can be against us? So we stand in the gap for these people. And we ask you to do a mighty work, God, to deliver and heal and set free. And we will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Yeah, today,
today's lectionary reading about the Good Shepherd really is a no-brainer. It might just give you more ammunition to use when trying to convert somebody to Christianity. It might give you more information to use when you want to exhort somebody who's already a Christian. It's an easy concept, one that we're all familiar with, the Good Shepherd, the sheep, the gate. First, though, I want to tell you, I belong to Planet Fitness at Norwind Shopping Center. And when I go, which is, I try to go every few days, I stay for about an hour or so. Several machines that I hit and spend time on the bike. And I try to get 3 miles in 20 minutes. And I upgraded my membership. I upgraded to a black pass. It means that I can bring a guest with me for free. And the guest has all the privileges that I do. And there's a massage table. There's it's a hydrotherapy table, a tanning thing. They have beverages. And they have tons and tons of machines. It's a huge place. And everywhere, all around throughout the gym, there are these paper towel dispensers and bottles of cleaning fluid so that when you're done on your machine, you're supposed to wipe them down, and staff everywhere to help you. Very nice gym. So I can take a guest whenever I want to. Hint, hint. I have no set schedule, though. My schedule's crazy, so I never quite know when I'm going, but it is good. I mean, I got the pass so that I could take Bonnie to the gym. She said, forget it. So, though she may go for the tanning that she said the other day, but I can't get into the gym without that pass. I walk in the door, I go up and they scan it. And then that gives me permission to be in that gym. Jesus is much more than a pass. But Jesus is the gate. He is the gate, and there is no other gate to get in or out. There is only one way in. There are no holes in the fence. There's no back doors. To get into the sheepfold, to get securely into his hand, the palm of his hand, to get into heaven, to get into where Jesus is at, the only way is through the gate, which is Jesus. People try a lot of other things, but it doesn't get them into the sheepfold. See, in Jesus' day, in Israel there, all the sheep were from a village. They were all kept in a sheepfold. It might be a gully in the hillside. It could be a barricade. But they would set up a wall so that the sheep were safe inside this enclosure, all the sheep of the village. And then there would be a gatekeeper, somebody who would either lie across the opening, or at least they would stand by the gate and keep it closed. And they would keep the sheep safe on the one side, and they would keep out the wild animals and thieves on the other side. And Jesus said, I am that gate. Shepherds would come in the morning, and the shepherd would walk into the sheepfold, and he would call his sheep. And his sheep would separate from the other flock, and they would follow that shepherd, and he would take them out to pasture, where he would watch over them and keep them safe. And at the end of the day, all the shepherds would bring their sheep back into the sheepfold where they would be kept safe, and that gate would protect them. Jesus is the good shepherd. According to John 14, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father except by me. There is no other gate. From the very beginning of the Bible, God's plan was always for Jesus to be the gate. From the moment that Adam and Eve were kicked out of the garden, God slew some animals through the shedding of blood. He took their fur, their pelts, and he gave coverings to Adam and Eve. And he's been covering us ever since through the shedding of blood. Sacrifices made on the altar to Jesus Christ himself. It has always been God's plan to make Jesus Christ the gate. There is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved except that of Jesus. And people are always trying to steal sheep. People are always trying to, in one sense, this church is a sheep pen, a sheepfold. We are sheep here, gathered here, right? Because we are sheep, right? What do sheep say? Oh, very good. You guys are good. Yeah, bye. How do people try to steal sheep? How does the world try to steal sheep from the sheepfold? Through lies and what else? Drugs, money, keeping you too busy, distractions, idols, absolutely, bad theology, tickling your ears. Antichrist is out there alive and well. False religions, New Age religion. Getting caught up, getting so distracted you don't have time for church and fellowship with other Christians and Bible study. You take the easy way out. Man, those are the thieves who come in to lie and steal and kill and destroy. John chapter 10, verse 10 says that. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly. So, right here we go again. I'm preaching to the choir, telling you something that you already know. My hope is that it's giving you ammunition to use to speak to people who are sitting the fence, who need encouraged, or who don't know Jesus at all. Tell them no matter what you're going through, I've got the answer. You need the good shepherd. You need the gate because Jesus is the only gate. Why? I'm fine. I can do this other religion or I can get lots of money. That'll make everything fine. It doesn't. Because the sheepfold isn't another vacation. The sheepfold isn't a bank account. The sheepfold isn't getting high. The sheepfold is Jesus. And there's only one way, and that's through Jesus. Jesus is the gate into that sheepfold. And so you got to tell them that. You got to share that with them. In Psalm 118, verses 19 through 20, Psalm 118. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. So I'm going to the gym in order to get healthier. It's not always easy. Sometimes I go and sit in the parking lot, talk on the phone with my friends, and I think this should count for something. I'm sitting outside the gym. It doesn't work that way. But I've run into a few people from church there. David Walker. How many of you know who David Walker is? First Service. Big guy. Big guy, shaves his head like me. Built like Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. I walked into the gym the other day, and as I was going back to where I always work out, I saw some guy on one of those bars that you dip. You know, you keep your legs up in the air and you dip down and up. He was just going to town. And I thought, that's a big guy to be doing that. He's got some pipes on him. I looked a little closer. It was David. David Walker, man. He was going to town. And whenever I talk to David, he always encourages me. You know, he says, oh, this is good. You need to come. You need to do this and that. And don't give up. And always encouraging me. John Garowski. John comes to First Service. They always sit right in the middle in the balcony. And John goes there. And he's even offered, if I need somebody to go with, he said, you just let me know. And so he encourages me to hang in there and to keep going. And Bill Park, I've seen Bill Park there. And Jason Kirsch goes there too, but he goes like 6 o'clock in the morning, I said, well, I'll never see him there. So, but yeah, I can take anybody as a guest. It's good. It's good for us. I definitely feel better, even though it hasn't been easy. And I appreciate people exhorting me to keep it up. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. It's about the rapture. How many of you are familiar with the rapture is? Know what the rapture is? Okay, and the rapture basically doesn't use the word rapture, but rapture refers to that time when Jesus is supposed to return. And when Jesus comes back, it says that the dead in Christ will rise up to meet him in the air. And those of us who are left, who are still alive, we too will then rise up to meet him in the air and be changed in the twinkling of an eye and will be made like unto him. The rapture, one day all of a sudden it's going to happen. People are just going to start disappearing as Jesus comes back. In verse 18 it says, therefore encourage one another with these words. We are to encourage one another. We are to encourage people that one day Jesus is going to come back. And that it, only if we believe in Jesus as the good shepherd, if only we believe in Jesus as being the gate, the only way into heaven, will we be saved. So encourage one another. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11 says, therefore encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. We are to build each other up, not tear each other down, but encourage one another. Bell choir, sunshiners, you guys did a great job. Absolutely great. Love hearing you guys sing and play the bells. Wonderful. Okay, I built them up a little bit. See? Just nice robes. Yeah, look, I like your pins. It's good. It's so easy to build each other up. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13. Hebrews 3:13. But everyone, encourage one another daily, as long as it is being called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Encourage one another daily, so that you will not be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We are to encourage one another, to love one another, to build each other up. We are to share the good news with those who don't know Jesus, so we can bring them into the fold. Because there's a lot of people out there who are hurting. And we've got to share with them that message that we've got a place you can be safe. We're going to bring you into the fold, and Jesus is the gate. He's the one that's going to keep you safe. He's the good shepherd. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you don't have to fear any evil. His rod and his staff are always with us. And last but not least, Jesus said there'll only be one flock. Jews and Gentiles alike. Black and white. Yellow and red. All alike. Rich and poor. Male and female. Young and old. Educated, uneducated. Tattooed and not tattooed. Ornery and boring. We're all going to be in one flock, all one in the body of Christ, with Jesus as the gate, the good shepherd. That's the way God sees us, and that's the way we need to see each other and build each other up. God loves you, and so do I. Let's stand and sing hymn number 419, I Am Thine, O Lord. Thank you. hoagies, pepperoni rolls, pizza, Spud Bar, Penguins this afternoon. Pardon? Yeah, that's not happening. No. Yeah, but the community dinner is not happening at this point on Friday. We still need some more people to volunteer and get that taken care of, but we'll get her. There's a lot going on this week, though. Remember the Ad Council meeting Tuesday night and NOW meeting on Wednesday night. And healing service is also Wednesday night at 6. So please check over your bulletins. God bless you. And exhort one another. Build each other up. And invite other people to come into the fold. Tell them how to get there, to come through the gate. So, dear Heavenly Father, pour out your Spirit upon us and give us holy boldness to exhort one another in love and in truth. Give us holy boldness to invite others into the fold through Jesus, the gate. And, Lord, bless all this food that it would nourish our bodies and do us no harm. Fill us with love for one another and especially with love for you. We ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said,
amen.
I think in this case they said, let's eat.